So this is one of the on-campus bus stops for the shuttle bus. It's called the Cats Bus. UVM, our mascot, is the catamount, and you'll realize as you walk throughout campus that we are absolutely in love with our mascot. For example, tour guides aren't tour guides, we're advocats, and student ID cards are cat cards, and the bus is called the Cats Bus. They have bus stops all to the four different campuses, and they're open as late as the library is open, which is typically to midnight, but they also go on a downtown loop till about 2 o'clock in the morning. And on the downtown bus stops, there are always security guards there at nighttime, so you're never waiting alone, which is great. You are not allowed to have a car on campus as a first-year student, but you honestly do not need one. Burlington, super walkable, bikeable city. We actually have a bike share program that is new at UVM, and students are really excited about it. You just rent out a bike with your student ID card for 2 hours, and then you can use it anywhere on campus and drop it off at the three various drop-off points. And if you return it late, you get charged like $1, so it's extremely affordable. We also get free ridership for all 4 years on the City Bus, Chittenden County Transportation Association. So that can take you to the International Airport and Greyhound Station in South Burlington, take you to the Amtrak Station in Essex Junction, North Beach on a beautiful day, pretty much everywhere in the Chittenden County area. We also have a rideshare program at UVM, so it's a website you can go onto. Let's say you're going home to the Boston area and you need a ride. You can go onto the website and see what other students are going home that weekend, meet some new people, exchange some gas money. I have done that a couple of times in my very small Honda Fit, which is like the smallest car that ever exists, and we fit three students, a bunch of ski and snowboard equipment, luggage, and a classical bass.